get an amazing story right here. We're joined by a punter for the Cleveland Browns. He won the Browns punting job in camp. He was a two-time first-team all-conference player at Arkansas Pine Bluff. He was undrafted this year. The Browns open up against Tennessee on Sunday on CBS. Jamie Gillen is my guest. Jamie, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Good, good, man. So you've got this amazing backstory. You've got this incredible haircut. You've got an amazing nickname. But bigger than all of that is your journey to this point, which I want to get to in a moment. But I got to ask first, what's it like a few days away from your first NFL game? Does it feel kind of surreal to you, or does it feel completely normal?
To be honest, it just feels totally normal. I'm just treating it business as usual, you know, going to go out there and do our job as a special teams unit and go and play well and do exactly what Mr. Prefer asks of me and what the special teams unit needs. So, it's a game going into it. It can't be all crazy in my mind, you know. I just got to stay focused and have fun at the end of the day, too, because I'm playing football, you know.
I do know. Jamie Gillen joining us. I'm going to ask you about Mr. Prefer in a minute. Now, you grew up in Scotland and you got hooked on rugby at a very early age. What position did you play, and what was it about rugby that made you fall in love with that game?
The position I played was fly half. It's called fly half or standoff, and it's basically the quarterback on the rugby field. You decide the offensive plays, and you decide the defensive plays, and you kind of control the game when you've got the ball in your hand. What made me fall in love with it, I mean, my dad has been playing rugby for years. He's 47, still plays rugby, and when I was a kid, my mom used to put me in the pram and I'd be watching the game when I was just a little man, you know. So as soon as I turned of age to play, I was already out there, you know, running around in the dirt and stuff playing rugby. So when I was five, that was when I was first started practicing rugby. And then in Scotland, you can start, well, when I played, we started doing contact at like 7, 8 years old. So I loved hitting people, and I loved running with the ball, and it's just a kind of mentality that I really enjoyed having, just being in that game and being around the teammates and stuff. The rugby guys are just kind of a different breed of people, and everybody who plays rugby will know it. It's just a very tight group of guys, and you kind of go to war every Saturday, and then you end up after that having a couple of pints with the other team like nothing had happened, so it's pretty good.
Jamie Gillen joining us. That is awesome. All right, so like when you mentioned the rugby guys are kind of a different breed, it's kind of a different culture. Like, how are the rugby guys different from the NFL guys?
That's tough, actually. Well, because, you know, and what I've noticed in college locker rooms and stuff is that, you know, there's so many positions. You know, you've got the DBs, quarterbacks, and everybody. You know, everybody's a team, and everybody is obviously super nice to each other, and it's awesome. But you know, you kind of have more cliques. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a much more of us. But in rugby, there's maybe a 15 men in the field. You normally have a 22 man squad at most. I mean, what we have is like a 25 man squad, and everybody is just completely together. That's one big group. If you guys are going out that night, there'll be 15 people in that pub, you know, as a unit having a good time. So just a lot, much more of a, just every player together for going out and having a good time, and or just as a team thing, you know, instead of having more cliques of groups and stuff. So that's one of the main things I noticed.
No, I get it. That makes sense to me. Now, I love the fact that your father is still playing the game at 46, 47. Now, your father was in the Air Force, and when you were in high school, work took him to Maryland. So what was that transition like for you from a personal and sports standpoint?
It was tough because I was in boarding school at the time. I was on a full sports scholarship, and it was the most prestigious rugby school in Scotland, and we'd just come off of winning the Scottish National Championship for boarding school rugby, which is a big deal back home. And it was really tough having to leave that because I was getting a great education. I got good grades, and we had a stellar rugby team, so it was really hard to leave that. But when I was down in London, when my dad was stationed in London, I used to have to go to work with him to study for my exams on my holiday time. And I remember just seeing the difference in work that he had when he was air crew to just being at the headquarters in London. And I said to him, you should put yourself up for posting. He just didn't look as happy, in my opinion. And sure enough, I was at boarding school and get a phone call from my dad that he had an option to go out to America, and it sounded awesome. So I was like, Dad, we should take it. You know, I'm with the family. Let's go. And then we had the conversation, and I was in two minds. It was a really hard decision because I really wanted to stay, but I didn't want to have that relationship, cross-Atlantic relationship with my family, and hardly ever see them. So, you know, I decided to come out of boarding school, attend school over here, and classes were so much different out here. The grading system was really different, so it was a really hard transition at first. And then also the fact that I wasn't playing rugby. I was playing rugby four times a week at school, and everybody spoke, especially boarding school, spoke, ate, slept, bred rugby. You know, we're a rugby school, and they come out here, and there are people talking about American football, lacrosse, all these, you know, sports that I've never played before, and I barely got to play rugby. I only got to play like once a week, you know, up in north of Maryland. But then that's when the football thing kind of kicked into gear.
Jamie Gillen joining us, Browns punter. So what about that football thing? How did that kick into gear? What's the story behind that?
So I was originally playing soccer my senior year at Leonardtown High School, and I was just playing that to stay fit for rugby because we had rugby in the off season, and I had a couple of practices on Saturdays that I'd go to. So I was playing soccer. Halfway in the season, I saw that, you know, the kicking game wasn't too good for the school. And I remember one of my really close friends, Joey and Trent from another school that I'd attended, kept telling me, oh, you can get a full scholarship to college for kicking, and you could go to the NFL. And I didn't think anything of it because I just assumed receivers or someone else could just kick a ball. But yeah, then I discovered they actually do, you know, throw scholarships at punters and kickers. And so I went and talked to the head coach at the time, one of the coaches at the time, and he's one of my great friends right now, is Coach Woodburn. And he had said, I talked to him and said, you know, I saw you're not doing very well in the kicking thing. I can kick field goals. And so we went out, and he watched me kick field goals, watched me kick off and punt. And this is what happened this season. He said, you're on the team. So I did soccer and rugby and football at the same time, and played five games, ended up then playing two All-Star games after that, and then getting a bunch of, like, you know, scholarships and preferred walk-ons. And then the UAPB one came around really, really late in the game, so I took that.
So you end up at Arkansas Pine Bluff, and what an amazing experience that must have been. This is a HBCU. So what was that experience like for you, and what was it like to go to school and play ball there?
So, you know, I didn't know anything about it. The phone call was it was about 2 weeks before camp. Trent, one of my buddies, Trent, happened to see on Facebook that Arkansas Pine Bluff needed a new kicker. He put my highlight film in there. I got a phone call, funny enough, while I'm out with my buds having a good time. And I just get a phone call and it says, this University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff would like to offer you a full scholarship. And I just put the phone down, shouted to my friends. I was like, hey, full scholarship on the phone, should I take it? And they kind of looked at me like, oh, what division? I asked them, what division? He goes, Division One. And I told my friends, and like, take it. So I just took it. He's like, the coach goes, is that it? Like, he said, like, you don't want to ask anything else? Like, nah, I'm good. When do I need to be there?
Oh,
ended up packing my bags and getting on there a couple of days later. And I didn't even look at the school. I didn't even look what they had for a major. I didn't even know what a historical black college meant. When I saw HBCU, I thought that was maybe like a local bank or something that sponsored it. I had no idea, you know. So I rocked up here, and everybody's like, you know, this is a historical black school. And what does that mean? He goes, well, this is a predominantly, you know, black institution. It's like, I don't care. You know, I'm getting to play ball. And I got treated amazingly there. Everybody was, you know, I have loads of friends from that school, and we had a really good time. Unfortunately, didn't win a lot of games, but I had a lot of good memories, and, you know, it gave me the opportunity. I got a free education, I got my degree, and I'm now looking to play my first game in the NFL this weekend, so I think I ticked all the boxes.
Jamie Gillen is joining us. This story is even better than I thought. I mean, Jamie, I don't know what's more amazing, the fact that they call you and offer you a scholarship, and you say yes, and they said, do you want to ask us anything? And you said, nope, I'm coming. But am I clear about this? Did they offer you that scholarship because your friend posted video of you on Facebook?
Yeah. My friend Trent was going through the recruiting process, and he had friended a load of coaches on his Facebook page. And I had originally committed to Bowie State. I technically signed with them on the national signing day to Bowie State on a full scholarship, but I mean, it was probably a little bit cheeky of me, but I didn't sign the papers and sent them over to them. And I guess, I don't know what happened. I guess they didn't check that I didn't sign it. And so I was technically still a free agent. You know what I'm saying? Coming out of high school, I was like, you know, just in case something else crazy comes up. And sure enough, my buddy was sitting in the, working in the gym, Leonardtown gym. He sees it comes up on his Facebook. He goes, oh, I know Jamie's got a full scholarship already, but, you know, who cares? I'll just throw his highlight tape in there. He threw it in there, and I got the phone call that night.
All right, so if that was the phone call, and that's an amazing story, the phone call with the scholarship offer, where were you when you received the phone call that you had made the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, so I was at the Flying Monkey, a local pub, and, you know, I see a lot of people. I find it pretty funny, but I mean, where else would you expect two Scottish people, ex-rugby player, current rugby player, to be on a Saturday afternoon, probably in the pub? So just having a good time, you know, watching the Buckeyes play, talking to some people. And I just didn't want to be in my room or just somewhere, you know, just twiddling my thumbs and being anxious about what's going to happen, because, like I said, I had no idea. But my dad came up with my dog, Bear, big old German Shepherd. So we're just walking him around Tremont, having a good time. And then we just stopped in the pub and, you know, having a good time. And then I get the phone call, and it made that good time even better. So it was pretty funny.
So, Jamie, who were you trying to buy everybody else around, or were they trying to buy rounds for you in the Flying Monkey pub?
Well, you know, we have been brought up and stuff, you know, if someone people buy you rounds, you're gonna get them back, and we'd be buying beers and stuff, and as soon as I have a phone call, I was like, all right, you know, I'm gonna get everybody a beer and stuff, and they're all, no, we're gonna get you a beer, and I was like, no, I'm gonna go and grab your beers, and they're all like, no, you sit down, we're gonna get you a beer. Like, okay, I guess I'll get you guys next, and they refused for me to get them anything. I'm like, you guys watch, I'm gonna be back here, and I'm gonna get you back one of these days.
Jamie, really, it's so great. Really quickly, when you show up at the Browns, they already had a really, really good punter in Britton Colquitt, one of the better punters in the NFL, entering his 10th season. How did you approach that? I mean, were you going there to compete and win that job? Or maybe were you going there just to kind of learn everything you possibly could and see where things ended up? What was your mindset going up against a guy like that?
It's a bit of both. I mean, I'm a very realistic guy. And when people ask, you know, oh, you got to go there and win the job. And that was my mindset. I came here to play for the Browns, but I understood that I'm going against a 10-year veteran who is an incredibly good punter, a very good holder, and just all around a really great guy. And I just came in here to also learn from the holding aspect, learn from his mindset, you know, because kicking at the Browns Stadium, from what I've heard, can get a little tricky sometimes. I just try and learn a lot from him. And we really got along well together. We had a lot of fun. We hung out. We, you know, chatted a lot, and we competed hard on the field. So my mindset was to play for the Browns, but I got to be realistic, because who knows what could happen. All I knew is I can control what I can control. So when I go out there in the field and I'm up to punt, I go and punt the best punt I can and just show them this is who I am, this is what I've got, you know, and just do me. And sure enough, so at the end of the four games, and people ask, are you nervous? Are you that? I was like, no, I wasn't nervous, because I gave it my best shot. I pulled on a Browns jersey for four games. I don't know a lot of Scottish people that have done that, or a lot of people in general. So I was really happy that I was even given the opportunity to do that, thanks to, you know, Mr. Dorsey and Coach P for coming down and watching me punt. He came all the way to Arkansas Pine Bluff to watch me punt. You know, that's just crazy. So, you know, just doing all that stuff was just awesome. And then at the end of it, I just would see, just could sit there with a smile on my face saying I gave it my all. And if I make the team, it's just business, and we just keep getting better, and we go and win some games.
Man, what a great conversation. You've been so good with your time. Last thought, since you mentioned that there aren't too many Scottish people that have pulled on a Browns jersey four times, how about that nickname, the Scottish Hammer? Now, from where I'm sitting, it's one of the great nicknames ever. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I think it's awesome. I mean, if people like it and want to run with it, you know, I'm all for it. You know, I'm a very go-with-the-flow, easy-going guy. So, you know, if y'all love it, I love it too. So we'll just go with it.
There you go. Two-time first-team all-conference player at Arkansas Pine Bluff with one of the all-time great backstories, great nickname, and he can boom it now. You've got the Browns at Tennessee on Sunday. Jamie Gillen, my guest. Jamie, you just crushed that. That was such a fun conversation. Thank you so much. Have fun with it. I know you will, and it's great to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you too.
That was great. That was so good. And if I weren't already hyped on America's team because they've got America's quarterback, they're America's team because they have America's quarterback, they have America's coach, and you know damn straight they've got America's punter. Even if he's from Scotland, the Scottish Hammer.